Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super pumped. I've got an incredible author, speaker, and coach. His name is Mitch Axelrod, and Mitch focuses on sales and is going to help you better understand why that's so important in your business. Hey, Mitch, how you doing today, man?
I'm great, Brian. Great to be with you, man.
Awesome. Well, I love to get people to know who you are. So how did you go from being, I call you a Jersey boy, but really you were a baseball guy. I mean, you played professional baseball, semi-pro, and now you're this billion-dollar sales coach. Can you tell us a little bit about that story and transition?
Well, yeah, I played baseball until I was 43. I retired at 43. Had a tryout with the St. Louis Cardinals way back in 1981. Did not get signed, but it was one of the greatest moments of my life, stepping on the field there and getting to play baseball with some of the greats. And so baseball has been a theme of my life pretty much since I was 3 years old. And when I got into business in 1978, which is probably even before some people were listening to this were even born, I saw something that really changed my entire outlook on my career. And that was, I noticed that people who were wealthy, doing well, were all selling something. And I thought, well, if I could learn how to sell, then I could always have a job, right? You know, and so I kind of set out to be self-employed. I made 5,000 cold calls in the Garment Center of Manhattan.
Wow.
To a company called Exxon, who was selling something nobody wanted to buy. And after 5,000 cold calls, making zero sales, I said, okay, this is it. I'm done. I got to find a better way to do this. And so I set out on my own career on Halloween 1978. I've been self-employed ever since. And so I've been the chief rainmaker in my company, in all the companies that I've been involved with, because I was the guy who knew how to sell. But I never liked the way I was taught to sell. That was the thing. All the training back in the 70s and 80s was all feeling contrived and manipulative. So I set out to do my own thing, and I created my own training. Started to use it in my company, doubled my sales 3 straight years. And then I decided, you know, this is what I love to do. And so I transitioned in 1989 after losing over $1 million in a restaurant on the Jersey Shore. And I decided this is what I'm going to make my living at. And so since 1989, I've been full-time speaker, trainer, coach, written quite a few training programs, trained over 1 million people on the importance of selling, the value of selling, and how to get past the stigma of selling. And that's when the new game of selling was created. So that's kind of a compact, almost 40-year journey that I've been on, and every single day I do this. Every day I'm responsible to bring in business for my company, and that requires me to sell. And that's true for everybody in business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a quick synopsis.
Great synopsis. So I love the book, The New Game of Selling, and one of the things as a small business owner, I know sales is important, but see, I like to teach. I like to train. I like to do that stuff. Why is it so important for somebody like me, solopreneurs, small business owners, to learn how to sell?
Well, selling is the essential skill that brings in revenue. Now, whether you do it through an automated system, which a lot of people prefer because they don't want to get into the process of selling, or you do it yourself, or you do it with other people, or you have other people, regardless of who does it or how you do it, it's responsible for top line revenues. So you can look at a company or solo practitioner or small business owner who hates to sell. And most people do. I used to do a survey in every one of my audiences. I've spoken to 3,500 times, and almost every single audience, 90% of the people you'd ask them, you know, who likes to sell, nobody likes to sell. Okay. So what I did is I created a program, a training, a methodology that is not really selling, it's really serving. And when you begin by serving, and you don't feel the pressure of having to convince somebody or push somebody or influence somebody to do something, the context of the conversation shifts. See, we all sell every day. We just don't know it, all right? Every conversation, you're either being sold or you're selling. Now, again, I'm talking business conversation. So why not be better at having that ability to elicit people's real strong desires and needs and help them fulfill it? And so I had the same challenge you do. I love to teach. I hated to sell because the old way of selling was all about you control the interview, you script it, you try to get people to agree with you, and then ultimately you do a trial close and a close. Very few people feel comfortable with that, and buyers don't feel comfortable with that. So what we teach in the new game of selling is a teaching methodology that helps you to really identify quickly, are you a qualified buyer? Can I help you? Do you have some desire to take action now? And are you committed to getting what you want? So I look at it this way. You have something of value that can contribute to other people's lives. Even if all you do is invite them to take a look at it, that's selling. So we created an entire process with steps and sequences that's very comfortable. It's very natural. It's very easy. There's no new language. It's simple, it's non-confrontational, and it's elegant. And when once people start playing the new game, they never go back to the old game. So it builds your courage, it builds your confidence to have conversations with people that wind up in the highest and best interest of both parties. And when you can come from that context, then you don't have to ever fall into that old game of selling, which is scripting and manipulation and convincing, and then feel disappointed when somebody objects. We don't even talk about objections in the new game of selling. We show you how to prevent them. So it's a whole different way of going about the game. And I did it because I created it because I was exactly like you. I hated to sell. I loved to teach. And so this is really what I found to be the most effective way for people who hate to sell to actually get really good results at attracting, converting, and keeping customers.
See, and one of the things I love about your system, my book and my philosophy is relationship marketing in a social media world. That's my platform. One of the things that you talk about is, and I love this, you say attract hungry fish. It's really using selling more like inbound marketing, where you're focusing on somebody's needs and being at the right place at the right time so that you are the product or service of choice at that time. So can you expand just a little bit in the selling way? How does that work?
It's one very powerful shift. Moving out of your selling cycle and moving into the buying cycle, okay? So think about this. If you were in front of hungry fish, so think about fishing. Look at this for a game of fishing for a second. I'm not a fisherman, but if I were to go out and want to catch fish, where would I want to go? I'd want to go where the fish are hungry. Very many people I've met, over a million people I've trained, and probably 60 to 70% of them have no idea or clue where the hungry fish are in their business. They're out there kind of throwing their nets everywhere. Whereas if you can do something I call go doink, I actually invented that phrase, go doink, right? What it means is if you identify who you are really best suited to serve, who you want to serve, who you enjoy serving, who gets value from being served by you, and you develop a picture of that person, and you can do this by going back to your 10 or 20 or 30 best customers and finding out the commonalities of not just why they bought your product or service, features, benefits, advantages, why did they buy from you? See, we're so busy trying to get product knowledge that we don't really see that the game is people knowledge, people skills. And so for me, it's all about finding the hungry fish. So think about this. If you were in front of people, whether it's automated or face-to-face or on the phone, but you were talking to and having conversations with people who were ready, committed, willing, and able, and by the way, those are the four words that qualify a buyer. A buyer has to be ready, committed, willing, and able. If one of those four is missing, or more than one of those four is missing, you are not going to convert a browser into a buyer. So right there, if you were to take four simple words and insert those four simple words as you're qualifying, I'm looking for hungry fish who are ready, committed, willing, and able to, and then fill that blank in, all of a sudden you're now in a whole different game. You're going to get in front of hungry fish. And when you combine that with what we call rejection-proof networking, about 30 years ago, I was dropping out of my financial planning business, and I decided to take a millionaire to lunch. And he wasn't a millionaire, but he was wealthier than me. And I developed this little strategy of taking a millionaire to lunch. And in 2 years, I went from $15,000 to $100,000 of income. And it all came down to three phrases. And those three phrases I ultimately turned into what I call rejection-proof networking. We can show you how to eliminate rejection for the rest of your life in 3 minutes or less. Guaranteed, happens 100% of the time, never fail. Why? Again, words, language, system, simplicity. So just those four words, if you look and say, I want to find the hungry fish who are ready, committed, willing, and able to buy what I sell, chances are good. You're not going to have to go finding people. They're going to start coming to you. So how do you strike your tuning fork in a way where you vibrate, people who resonate with what you do vibrate, and you can walk up to the center of the bullseye and go doink instead of shooting at your target from a mile away with a blindfold on? That's what the new game of selling shows you how to do.
So do you have a way of helping people to better understand how to work through all of this, how to become a better salesperson, to understand working with people, to define the needs that they have and really connect them with their perfect customer? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So about 4 years ago, I realized that people wanted to have me coach them, but unless they were a private client or a corporate client, I didn't have a place for them to go to be coached and play the new game of selling. They could read the book, they could buy a training program. So we started doing monthly coaching, and every month I do coaching where I have a theme of the month, and then we open it up to our members, and our members ask any questions about selling, inner game, outer game. So I've now 37 years at this game, 75,000 hours, $1 million of research and development, and $3 billion of revenue generated. Basically, what we did is I learned it, I tested it, I organized it, I built it, I recorded it. We created a platform and a community for it, and now every month we do coaching, and we have about 18 to 20 recorded sessions in our archives. So, I kind of use the analogy here of a movie. We don't think much when we go to a movie. What an amazing, amazing experience it is for very little money. And when I started going to the movies like you did, it was like 25 cents to get into a movie. I won't date myself that much, but 25 cents to get into a movie. Now you pay like $10, $12, $15, $20, and you say, it's a lot of money, and it is. Mm-hmm. But think about that. Think about what you're experiencing. All it took to create that finished product on the screen, and all you have to do is put the money down and go and sit in your seat and absorb it and experience it. So what we did is we took all of this wisdom, 75,000 hours, I honed it down to six parts of the new game of selling, and each month we cover one or more of those six parts. We call them game plans. And my thinking is very simple this, and this is what I'll leave you with, because if you can embrace this little formula, your game will change. It's called ROI, return on investment, ROI times two. When I was a financial planner, the first question that came up from people about investing was not how much am I going to get on my investment, but the first question came up of when am I going to get my investment back? And so if you go out and spend $2,000 or $3,000 on a course or a training, you have to make $2,000 or $3,000 to get your ROI one, return of investment. Then you start to get return on investment. My game is how fast can I get you return of investment? Because if I, like in gambling, if you go play cards at the blackjack table, you win your first hand. What most people will do, and experts will tell you, pull back your money and play with the house money. You're winning. So how fast of a return of investment can I get you so that from that moment on, it's all return on investment? So we decided rather than put people into debt for $1,000 or $2,000, 90% of whom might not get their investment back, we decided to lower the barrier to entry, fast return of investment. That's what we've created. It's called the Players Club, the New Game of Selling Players Club, and you can read more about it in the link that's attached to this message.
Great stuff. So, Mitch, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
You can go to MitchAxelrod.com, MitchAxelrod, MitchAxelrod.com. There's actually a lot of good stuff there, too. And there's a big blue contact button on the right side, and you can just hit contact and send me a message, and it'll come right to me.
Awesome, Mitch. Man, you dropped some great knowledge bombs, some sizzling stuff for my audience. So I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been a pleasure learning from you, and thanks so much.
My pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.